What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
The Sixer Fixer, if you will. Welcome in the beginning of another night of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, waddling as we give you groovy goodness coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and unrelentingly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the river. The atmospheric river of hot sports takes. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. We will. We're going to help you get there. Absolutely. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers, almost as many as comments sent out by Justin in Cincinnati. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. And we're back again. Blah, 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 blah. Now, our lead this hour coming from the Losers series, the NBA artificially creating a tournament to get into the tournament when they already have a tournament to get into the tournament. They have a second tournament to get into the tournament. It's very convenient. So they have an 82-game tournament to get into the tournament. But that's not enough, so they added another tournament to get into the tournament. Who goofed? I've got to know. So the Heat and Sixers were on the undercard, but they were the main event from Philadelphia. That was the game that had a little razzmatazz to it, the winner getting the number 7 seed. Now, we're going to assume the position that you did not watch. Maybe you did, but we are watching these games as a public service for you, the consumer. So you don't have to worry about watching these NBA games. So Joel Embiid did not play particularly well, but he's the headliner. So the fact that he had 23 points and 15 rebounds on an off night, he did have a big assist to Kelly Oubre Jr. on a go-ahead three-pointer that helped the Sixers to a win, a one-point win over the Heat in the Eastern Conference play-in game. Nicholas Batum, a former Clipper, doing what Clippers do this time of the year. He had a game-shifting three-pointer. He had 3 points at halftime, and he looked like Klay Thompson used to play in the playoffs in the second half. There is several big shots for Batum, who was part of the James Harden trade. But the better story is where? That's right. You are a good student. The better story is in the losing locker room. So Miami's Jimmy Buckets, and full disclosure, we are big fans of Jimmy Buckets and the approach, the grind-it-out approach, kitchen sink approach, where he just throws everything out there every game. So we like the guy. He's getting absolutely cooked, speaking of the kitchen, for being the star for Miami and blowing a 14-point lead. Of course, he also suffered an injury. That never happens. NBA players never get hurt. It's so rare to have an NBA game where a player gets hurt. It just almost never happens. So it's shocking when someone gets hurt. It's like, you know, they say in the news business, dog bites man, not a story. Man bites dog, that's a story. NBA player gets hurt, that's a big story. So anyway, let us discuss. True or false, Jimmy Butler and the Heat deserve to be vilified for losing to the Sixers. So this much I know, it is true. I know that. I'm nodding my head. Yes, it is true. I've got the Commodores, Sotheby's, and Sleeve Tattoo. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to create a talking parrot. Someday, I will be replaced by a talking parrot that will be AI-generated. I'm convinced of that. All right, so to answer the question again, it's true. Jimmy Butler and the Heat do deserve to be crucified and vilified and all that. That's how this works. If you haven't figured that out, I don't know what I can do for you. Okay, I can't help you. Miami had a power outage. Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero combined for 44 points. It sounds pretty good, right? Sounds pretty good. Somewhat impressive. If you didn't watch the game, which you probably didn't, the dynamic duo was shooting blanks. The soundtrack of this performance was 1970s disco, the Commodores. Brick House. They shot a combined 31%. 31%, 14 to 45. And as we like to say on this show, sucking at a time you cannot suck. Butler was playing on emotion. What word you want to use here? Adrenaline, I guess, is the word many will use. But he was a decoy down the stretch. He got hurt early in the game. He was a decoy down the stretch. We are told that he is likely out for the rest of the play-in, which is one more game here. He's out indefinitely with an MCL injury pending further medical tests. That puts the Heat behind the proverbial eight ball when they go back to South Beach with the Bulls coming in for a play-in game to be the eighth seed. More on that in a minute. Either way, to get back to the premise of this, it was a famous line by Bill Parcells, who won a lot in his day, and he said, no matter how much you win, no matter how many games, no matter how many championships, you're not winning now, so you stink. And that's the way that sports works. Now, I did say we would take the express train. We are taking the express train to Sweet Home Chicago, where the deep dish pizza is great and the basketball's not so much. Kobe White. Kobe White. A virtuoso performance. Have a night. Doesn't even count. It doesn't count as a playoff game. It doesn't count as a regular season game. Stuck in the middle. But Kobe White, painting a masterpiece here. He had 42 points, led the Bulls to a barbecue of the Hawks. You know, I don't think that's allowed. I think they're in danger of the Hawks. You're not allowed to barbecue them. But they did. They win going away. They had a big lead early. Blew the lead, Chicago, and then ended up fattening up the lead late in the game. So Chicago will now play the aforementioned Heat. I was going to keep this plain and simple here. For the right to be disemboweled by the number one Celtics in the first round. Now, the spicy meatball on this one is not on the Chicago side. I try to accommodate Euphemia and all that, but the story here, the spicy meatballs on the 404. What a great area code that is. It's an error code on the internet, but it's the area code in Atlanta. So did Trae Young just play his final game for the Hawks? So the scales are certainly leaning significantly that way, right? Not that way, they're leaning this way, over here, and I'll tell you why. Atlanta has gone stale. They were lucky dogs a couple years ago. They had a run to the Eastern Finals, a couple of wins away from the Finals, but they have done the moonwalk, and they have regressed since 2021. And you look at professional sports, the industrial complex of professional sports, and if you're just stuck treading water, you're going to make a big move. It happens all the time. That's the normal paint-by-numbers approach to sports, and these things, many say, running their course here. As a distant relative of Nostradamus and friend of Nostradinus, he lives in Seattle, we believe the Hawks have already reached out to Sotheby's, the fine auction house, and Trae Young will be put up for auction with those contemporary paintings, the jewelry, the other collectibles at Sotheby's. And it just depends. Will the Lakers, the Heat, the Bulls, the Mavs, the Clippers, somebody like that, meet the buy now price tag? Stay tuned. Developing hot, .. All right, last word here. We now hop on the choo-choo train. We go out to the Bay Area. They are still conducting an autopsy on the Warriors here. The body is not cold yet. Warriors have been eliminated. We have heard in the last 24 hours that Chris Paul says he will not retire. Not retire. I know you're very concerned about that. He will continue to collect a lot of money for very little performance, but likely will not be back with Golden State. Andrew Wiggins, his name has been floated out, and he was not exactly tearing up the dance floor there for the Warriors. He will likely be entering the transfer portal. Meanwhile, the Komodo dragon of the room here, the Warriors' sea captain, it's like the Titanic, Klay Thompson, 0-for-10 Klay. He says that he has not given much thought to his NBA future. Do you believe him? Do you believe Klay Thompson? So the answer, I'm going to combine a couple of letters here, N plus O. No, I don't believe. Now, he played his final game like a guy with a lot of anxiety, like a guy that was going through all the great memories of his salad days with the Warriors. That's what he looked like. He looked like a guy that was wearing it on his sleeve tattoo, right? The basketball scribes are already trying to get him on to his next team. They're floating out scenarios where Klay Thompson goes to Dallas or Orlando, and that those are safe spaces for the fallen Splash Brother. But I will guarantee you there is not going to be a bidding war. I think that's easy to say. Klay is an acquired taste at this point. It appears in many performances he is made out of clay, and not the good kind. Not the good kind. He's no longer a force multiplier. I would put him in the ham and egger category these days. He does have an impressive Wikipedia page if you're into that kind of thing. So that's a positive. That's a good thing. So read about the glory days.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. you'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The final bet you make is a losing bet. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, crawling as we hang in Antsville, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and forcefully powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the dead. The dead of the night. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Boy, that is a large number. 10,000. Supermarket Steve's impressed by that. He says they have as many cans of soup at his store. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our lead this hour coming from the Sportsbook. This would be a much bigger story if it was about someone we've heard of. It's not, but there is a pro bouncy ball bombshell scandal. And you know how this works. We put a full court press. We have in-depth team coverage of Scandal Radio. There's nothing we like more than a nice scandal. So if somehow you have missed it and you have not been paying attention, it is conceivable that you actually have things going on and you were not paying attention. So if you missed it, NBA commissioner from somewhere outside the cosmos, Adam Silver has given the career death penalty to Jonte Porter. That's a basketball player. Not a good one, but a basketball player. He gets a lifetime ban for breaking the cardinal rule of professional sports. You don't bet on the sport that you play in. You can't do it. It's taboo. Now, the league was able to collaborate those early internet reports that we had talked about in previous episodes of the show, that he was on the internet giving out picks to people on Discords. Wild, right? He was actually doing it. Now, Porter gave certain gamblers confidential information on Wall Street. They call it insider trading. It is kind of odd, though, because the way it works on Wall Street, if you're just a regular person and you get insider information, you go to jail for it. But if you're in Congress, you get rich from it. It's odd. Very odd. Anyway, this cat, Jonte Porter, had bet on games, even a team he was associated with, the Toronto Raptors. He bet on the Raptors to lose. Smart man. All right, so let us discuss the question. If you're unfamiliar. The NBA has given Raptors forward Jonte Porter a lifetime ban for gambling. How do you react to this news? So I've got Billy Madison, Kamikaze, and Orwellian. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a slot machine, which is what Jonte Porter can now play. He can play the penny slots because he ain't going to be making any money anytime soon. So number one. All right, here we go. We'll lock these things all together like a 14 parlay. So full disclosure, as we had mentioned, we have never heard of Jonte Porter before this episode. And reading the details of this, pretty good reading. He's got to be on the spectrum, right? What a P-brain. Porter giving random bettors information about his health prior to games. The $80,000 bet was the Waterloo moment. So some random dude bet $80,000 on Jonte Porter that he would not reach his statistics for that game, the prop bets for that game, and set him in parlays through an online sports book. Didn't name the sports book, but that bet would have won $1.1 million. I say would have, because that was the game where Porter conveniently took himself out of the game after only a few minutes, claiming illness, and none of the stats met the totals that were required. So the parlay would have won. The bet, though, they did not cash the ticket because the people at the gambling house said, wait a minute, somebody bet $80,000 on Jonte Porter? That must be somebody that knows Jonte Porter. And so the bet was frozen and not paid out. Back in the old days, they used to circle games. Game was circle. They'd limit how much you could bet on. But that bet was frozen. And at that moment, from what we understand, the gambling outfit contacted the NBA and said, hey, we got something that doesn't smell right here. And something's not right. And so the NBA started an investigation, but they actually started it because of the gambling people, not because of their own inside information. And that has led to the current excommunication from the Church of Pro Bouncy Ball. So Jonte Porter, guy's 24 years old, a young cat, 24 years old. He placed at least 13 bets. I'm going to say that he placed many more bets on random NBA games using someone else's account. So at least he attempted to hide it a little bit. But then you see that he went on a Discord and was giving out information about him when everyone else probably on that Discord had no idea who he was. The bets he made, this is the thing that blows me. He made bets ranging from $15 to $22,000. Altogether, the wagers, the 13 wagers, he bet $54,094. At least that's according to the story that's going around. And that generated a payout of $76,000, a little over that. So he actually won $21,965. But the further you go down the rabbit hole, this is a Billy Madison special. It is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard or read. Jonte Porter earned $415,000 this season to be a two-way player. Let me repeat that for those of you that $415,000. Where I come from, you're rich at $415,000. And in his NBA career, he has made almost $3 million with Memphis and Toronto, and he flushed all of it away to win almost $22,000. So again, now I'm using Mahler math here, but I don't think I'm wrong. If you have a career that'll pay you $2.8 million, he probably could have hung around for another 2 or 3 years and made another $400,000 or $500,000 a year. So that's another $1.5 million to do nothing. And instead, he was betting $15, $100, a couple thousand dollars. He did win $21,000. But if you're going to lose your entire career, shouldn't you bet more? At no point did he have any rational thought, and maybe I should get out of this. Everyone in the room is now dumber for having heard about this. And as they said in Billy Madison, I award you no points. And may God have mercy on your soul. Now, page two here, as we continue. In-depth team coverage. What do you surmise led Jonte Porter on a ride to the wild side or the dark side here? So maybe he was a huge Pete Rose fan. Could he have been buddies with Otani's interpreter? Is his favorite NFL player a certain wide receiver that likes betting on parlays? I don't know. I'm just asking. Now, it is more likely than not, based on what I know about gambling, that he's been betting for a long time. And it's highly doubtful that he just started betting when he got to the NBA. I find that hard to believe. Now, listen, obviously there's people that have issues. You can get addicted to gambling just like you can get addicted to alcohol, any kind of vice. I was addicted to food. You can be addicted to anything. Human beings are prone to addiction, and we're all wired the same way when it comes to that. And so betting on the NBA, though, while playing in the NBA is a mortal sin. It's a kamikaze mission is what it is. You know how it's going to end. It's like the meme, and you can get that chart out, F around and find out. Completely unnecessary, right? Most people that are jonesing to gamble, and I'm a gambler, it's about the action. Michael Jordan was a prolific gambler. We believe he was suspended from the NBA and sent to Birmingham to play baseball in the minor leagues because of his gambling problem by David Stern, but they hit it, and it went to the grave with David Stern. That's a different conversation. But Jonte Porter here, if you're into it for the action, it is allowed. NBA players and employees of the NBA are allowed to bet on other sports outside the NBA if it's legal where you are. And so you can get your fix. You can bet during basketball season. You can bet on hockey games. You can bet on NFL games, college football. You can bet on Major League Baseball games. But if you bet on the NBA, you're a dumbass, okay? And listen, I like gambling. I have a TV show. I had a TV show last year. Hopefully we'll be back this year. I don't know yet about gambling. We've talked a lot of gambling on the show. I support it. But I don't bet on Fox Sports Radio. I don't bet against Fox Sports Radio. I don't bet on sports radio. I don't. I've never placed a bet on the Sports Hub in Boston or the Fan in New York or AM 570 in LA or any of these stations. I don't bet on them. No, I could bet a three-team parlay, right? I could bet a three-team parlay on all these different affiliates that we have around the country. But no. All right. Final point. So is there a lesson to be learned from this NBA gambling scandal? Well, of course there is. It's not going to be learned, but it is a teachable moment. The NBA already mandates gambling training for all of their employees, which is one of those corporate bullcrap things, so we don't want to get sued. And we can say, hey, we forced you to get training, and you didn't do what you were supposed to do and all that. But you can't sue us because we told you to do it. But, yeah, this is clearly a teachable moment. It is Orwellian 101. Orwellian 101, in all walks of life, Big Brother is watching you. The PSA copy that I've done over the years is right. They'll see you before you see them. Sports gambling is no different. Sports gambling companies, and they're great advertisers here, and we love them. But they spend a lot of money, right, with surveillance, monitoring everything. And they're watching for squiggly lines, shall we say. They're looking for unusual things that pop up on their computer screens. Like, for example, somebody betting $80,000 on Jontay Porter on a random Wednesday night. They're looking at things like that. And again, in case you've lived in a shoebox your entire life, they spend a ton of mucho dinero to prevent insider trading. You see, in the gambling world, and even though I love to bet, the house usually wins, right? That's the frustrating part. The house usually wins. But they're guaranteed solid profits just based on the juice, the VIG. They're guaranteed pretty good profits. The only way they don't get that is if things are crooked. If things are crooked, the whole house of cards comes falling down. They fall into oblivion. Kind of like Jontay Porter is going to fall into oblivion at this particular point.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go!
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Coop Daloop.
According to reports, the NBA is considering using the in-season tournament as the first tiebreaker for playoff seeding next year. Ben, how would you feel about this idea?
All right, so I put this in the same category with when Bud Selig said, this time it counts for the All-Star game. It's so stupid. It's so dumb. You know the in-season tournament is lame. You're trying to give it some substance when it shouldn't even exist. It's so ridiculous. In the annals of bad ideas, Adam Silver is like the king of the bad idea. Just stop. Stop. Next.
LeBron James revealed on the most recent episode of his HBO show that he is still salty about not getting an NBA Defensive Player of the Year award in his career, and he said that he should have got it in 2013. Is he right, Ben?
Well, Coop, as you know, it's 2024. You want me to go back and watch every game of 2013? No. Here's my memory. Okay, here's my memory of LeBron in that era as a defender. He was a selectively good defender. There are a lot of the game he would just kind of lag, and then there select plays he would make amazing plays and highlight plays that he would end up on SportsCenter back when people used to watch that. But I don't ever remember him a consistently great shutdown defender. So I'm going to say LeBron's full of crap. Next.
The NBA media is upset that they were unable to vote for Knicks guard Dante DiVincenzo for the most improved player because he was ineligible. Even though DiVincenzo played in 81 games, many of those that he played were less than 20 minutes, which is apparently the minimum requirement for the game to count towards that threshold. Ben, is this something that needs to be tweaked?
No. I mean, it's great he played 81 games, but if you're playing less than 20 minutes a game, there's 48 minutes in the game, so you're not even playing half the game. What are we doing here? Like, what the hell are we doing here? How do we do, Kubalau?
You failed this edition.
What are you talking about? For you what reason?
Your last nothing. Two answers suck.
They were great answers. LeBron was a selective defender.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. It's now time for...
Well, hurry, I can hardly wait.
Ask Ben.
Twitter!
Send us your questions on Twitter now.
And away we go. Ask Ben. Your questions are answers. Even the oddball ones. For the rest of the hours, the late, great broadcaster Larry King said back in his day, and we pass the microphone over to the Koopaloop for the reading of the questions.
All right, we're going to start with a question from Cowboy Killa.
Hi, Cowboy. Killer.
He wants to know, if the drive-thru lane is too long, do you get out to buy the food or do you go somewhere else?
Yeah, so I hate waiting online. I've reached that age in life where I don't like to wait online for anything, so I will go in. Plus, I get a few steps in there. So I will go in. Eddie?
Depends. If I'm in a hurry, then yeah, I'll go in. If I'm not, if I don't have anything going on, then I'll just sit in the drive-thru and twiddle around on my phone.
Okay. Lorraine. Ah, oh, you just have it delivered. I know how you.
No, I'm really not that fancy. It's my friend who has it delivered. But no, I'm actually. I put a lot of thought into this. It depends on where I'm going. So it like
you
in and out.
You put a lot of thought into a question. Okay.
No, when I go to drive-through places and the line's long, like if I know that they can get it out fast, I just go through it. But like some places, they really they hold you up. Dairy Queen, I never go through the drive-through. Yeah. I will be there for 40 minutes.
No, I hate. I also hate when you go to a nice restaurant and you don't get the bill for like 20 minutes.
Oh, it's the worst.
Oh, it sucks. Coop.
Now, it's funny that he should ask this today because earlier tonight for dinner, I went to Taco Bell and I pull into the drive-thru. There's a line. And as soon as I pull up, this guy comes out of the Taco Bell and he walks up to my window and he's like, he's motioning for me to put the window down. And I do. And he's like, hey, man, I just want to give you a heads up. Like, something's going on in the drive-thru. That truck and that car, they haven't moved for the last 15 minutes. So you should probably just get out. And I'm like, oh, cool. Good looking out, man. And I get out of the car and I go in and I place my order on the screen in Taco Bell. And then I proceed to sit there for like 25 minutes and watch that truck and that car just drive on through.
Yeah. I thought this guy was like,
oh, what a bro.
Oh.
Yeah. But normally I'll just sit in the drive-thru line here because if I want what it is, that's what I want. You know what I mean?
Okay, I got you. All right, what's next? By the way, speaking of what's next, I did get an email. And it turns out, Lorraine, your wish will be the command of the Fry Daddy. He says, Lorena will get the sneakers, ladies size 6.
So. Stop it.
That's
unreal.
What he said.
Real.
But they haven't even made them yet, I don't think. But he said he's going to hook you up.
So. I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay. You know, this guy. Listen,
that'd be crazy.
Guy,
I think I would scream.
This guy sent the tasty cakes. This guy's a
oh, my
guy.
Gosh. So he's a good friend then.
Yeah, he's a friend of the show. He listens
I love
every
the
night
tasty
for
cakes.
4 hours.
What's,
yeah, this guy's a big fan.
Cool.
He's a big fan of the show. All right. What's next?
Double O Mexican wants to know, have you ever puked while on a roller coaster or ride?
No. I did one time look like I wet my pants at Disneyland on the, I think they got rid of it, Splash Mountain. I think that's gone now. But,
they did get rid of it, yeah.
Yeah, I actually like that ride a lot.
Well, it's still there. It's just called, isn't it Princess?
Well, it's under construction.
It's being reimagined.
So it's going to be the same ride? Or it's a different ride?
It's going to be the same ride with different characters because the old one was racist.
Allegedly.
Oh, everything's racist.
I love that you blamed it on the ride, Ben. You know it was you.
Well, you know, sometimes you just got to go. You know, it's, Eddie, any?
No, I haven't, but I have been close a few times. And so I get motion sickness pretty bad. And my wife likes to go on a lot of those. Like, the only one I can handle at Disneyland is the
Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, that's fine. Lorena, help me out. The roller coaster.
The Space Mountain?
No, not that one, no.
The Thunder Mountain?
Oh,
Thunder Mountain.
Thunder.
Thunder Mountain.
Okay.
Oh, I got it, Lorena.
Sorry.
I beat you.
I should have known. That one's my daughter's favorite.
Yeah, that's great. Me and your daughter can go on the ride together. So it's Big Thunder Mountain I can handle, but like the big one in California Adventures.
Oh, yeah, Screamin'.
I can't take that
the
one.
The Incredicoaster
I can't
now?
Take Space Mountain. I can't do the the one where you drop. The galaxy, the Guardians of the Galaxy
yeah.
one.
Uh-huh.
But we bought this thing that's supposed to help you with motion sickness. It's like it looks like a watch, and has this electrical current that turns on.
Yes.
Did it work?
No, actually, it helped. It helped. But the bad thing was that I decided to go over the top with it, and we went on everything, and that ended up being too much. So I have not puked, to answer the question, but I've been close a few times.
As we learned as kids, everything in moderation. What about you, Lorraine?
I love coasters. I was raised on coasters. I've never been a puker, but I cannot do the spinny ones, like where you hold onto the wall or you don't hold onto the wall. I cannot do those. I will puke.
Yeah. And the ones that really annoy me, like at Universal Studios, they have the ones that just kind of they just shake you.
Oh, and the VR ones where you have to, like where it's 3D in your face. I can't do that. It hurts my
eyes.
That.
Coop,
pretty much the exact same answer as Lorena. I love roller coasters. I'm a thrill junkie. I've never thrown up on a ride, but I have thrown up immediately after getting off. You see them at the carnival, and they look like a UFO, and you lay down on the thing, and it spins, and then you like go up and down, and then that I've thrown up afterwards, but never on a ride.
Let's try to sneak a couple more. We'll tighten up our answers here. What's next, Coop?
Donkey Sausage wants to know, how often do you run your dishwasher?
Usually, I'm the dishwasher once a day. Once a day. That's it. Coop or Eddie. Eddie, dishwasher.
Only once a day, not three times a day. I'd say we probably use it probably 4 or 5 times a week.
Oh, wow. Okay, so, we'll probably eat out a couple days. Well, what about you, Loretta?
I am the dishwasher, and I do not like to run.
Okay. All right. What about you, Coop?
Probably twice a week.
That's it? All right. Now, what's next? What do we have here?
Fields of Green wants to know, what's the longest realistic amount of years in jail/prison that you could make it?
Zero? I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't do well there. Maybe in a couple of months. Eddie?
A week, maybe.
Maybe. Lorena?
16 hours was too much, Ben.
Wow. All right. More on that later. Coop?
Yeah. I wouldn't last a night.
We're all wusses. Except Lorena. She's apparently all right.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Let's get to Eddie, though, right now. Get you caught up on everything hockey-wise. Puck the world. It's almost playoff time, Eddie.
That's right, Ben. We've got one day left in the NHL regular season, which ends on Thursday. NHL playoffs start on Saturday. We know all the matchups in the East, half of them in the West. In the East, you got the New York Rangers, who won the President's Trophy for the most points, 114, one more than the Dallas Stars. That could be bad news, though, for the Blue Shirts. Last 11 President's Trophy winners have failed to win the Stanley Cup. Last team to do it was the 2013 Chicago Blackhawks. Rangers will face the Washington Capitals in the opening round. Caps squeaked in their final game thanks to an empty net goal against the Flyers. It was tied 1-1 in the third. Philadelphia had to win the game in regulation to keep their playoff hopes alive, and that's why Washington got the empty net goal. And that win eliminated Philadelphia, Detroit, and Pittsburgh, and Washington got in. Florida Panthers beat out the Boston Bruins on the final day of the regular season for the Atlantic Division title. Panthers will face in-state rivals, the Tampa Bay Lightning, in the first round. That series starts Sunday. Bruins will face the Toronto Maple Leafs in a series that starts Saturday. And the final playoff matchup in the East has the Carolina Hurricanes against the New York Islanders for a second straight year, and that will start on Saturday. In the West, we know two of the playoff matchups. Dallas Stars are the Central Division champs. They're the one seed in the West, and they will face the Nashville Predators. And then you got the Winnipeg Jets taking on the Colorado Avalanche. That's the 2-3 matchup out of the Central Division. Pacific Division champion Vancouver Canucks and the Edmonton Oilers will find out who they'll play, with a pair of games coming up on Thursday. Vegas against Anaheim and LA against Chicago. If the Golden Knights win, Vegas will take on Edmonton. LA would face Dallas. If the Kings win and the Golden Knights lose, the Kings would face Edmonton and the Golden Knights would take on the Stars. Western Conference playoffs are going to start on Monday. Some milestones as the season came to an end. Toronto Maple Leafs star Austin Matthews fell one goal short of 70 on the season.
What a loser.
Did not have a goal in last night's loss to Tampa
Bay. Loser.
Washington Capitals Hall of Fame Alexander Ovechkin scored in the team's final regular season game. He's got 31 in the season, 853 in his career. He'll enter next season 42 away from Wayne Gretzky's all-time record.
60-year-old.
Very good. In the history of the NHL, we've had three players, Wayne Gretzky, Mario Lemieux, and Bobby Orr, post 100 assists in a season before this year. This year, two players did it, Edmonton's Connor McDavid and Tampa Bay's Nikita Kucherov. Had a couple of hockey voices calling it a career. Jeff Rimmer, longtime Columbus Blue Jackets TV voice, announced his retirement after 20 seasons.
Didn't his son work here?
I don't know. I didn't know that, if that was the case.
Did.
Oh, wow. I did not know
that. Early days.
Huh.
I believe that's the same guy. Josh Rimmer is his kid?
I'm not sure about that.
All right.
Jack Edwards, TV voice of the Boston Bruins, announced his retirement after 19 seasons. He's had some health
issues.
He's
good, but he was a little off his game. He sounded kind of like Ralph Lawler, the Clipper guy at the end there.
He said it's an undiagnosed medical issue that's been affecting his speech. They don't know what it is.
Yeah, they can't find it.
We had our final coaching change of the season. Buffalo Sabres firing their head coach Don Granato after 5 years. The Buffalo Sabres have missed the playoffs, an NHL record, 13 straight seasons. Last night in Arizona, maybe the final game of NHL hockey in the desert. At least this version of the Coyotes played their final game before heading off to Salt Lake City. The NHL Board of Governors is officially going to vote on this tomorrow. They're going to approve it. Coyotes won the game, beating the Oilers 5-2. There were tears in Arizona, and also, Ben, your favorite, rhythmic chanting.
Oh, do we have some?
We have it. Here you go.
Here we go. Let's listen. Oh, yeah. Bedford sucks.
No. They're saying Salt Lake sucks.
Oh, I thought they said Bedford sucked. I guess. Oh, Salt Lake sucks.
Salt Lake sucks. So there you go.
I think that's illegal in Salt Lake, Eddie. I don't know. All right.
One final thing, though.
Wait, Eddie. Who's the greatest Arizona Coyote, assuming they don't come back?
Shane Doan.
What about Keith Kachuk?
No, Shane Doan.
What about Jeremy Roenick? He played there a while.
Yeah, Shane Doan is the answer.
What I've about Keith Kachuk?
Three times now.
I'm going to go Kachuk. Yeah.
Yeah. I got this from FSR affiliate manager Kirk Kreschmeyer, who was at the game.
I know him.
Video
I've
and
met
some
him.
Pictures
yes.
of the
I've
final
known him
game there.
A long
there.
Time. I know him
so
before
he
worked here.
He said he talked to some Utah media folks, and you mentioned this earlier. The two front runners for the name of the Utah NHL team are the Blizzard. Or the name that Lorena came up with, the Yeti, the Utah
Stop it.
Yeti.
Lorena? That's real?
Yes. How about that?
No.
There are amazing. AI, Eddie, there are AI jerseys logos.
I know, I saw one. They look
the
pretty
Yeti.
Cool, actually.
Yeah. That's
Lorena,
a great name.
If they are the Utah Yeti, I will buy you a jersey.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
If they don't go with the Yeti name, it'd be a travesty.
They got to go Yeti.
Between Yeti or Blizzard, it's definitely
Eddie.
It has to be the Yeti.
Eddie the Yeti. Eddie should be the play-by-play guy. Eddie the Yeti.
And it'll continue the tradition of hockey having the most team names without an S on the end.
Right. That's
Maybe
right,
I'll have to switch teams because ice hockey's always been my favorite sport.
Lorena, you've grown on me even more now.
Oh, no. Now you're sucking up to Eddie. That's a bad job.
It's the first sport I went to.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What team do you like now?
Right now it's the Ducks.
Oh no.
Eddie, well,
my heart has been broken.
One step forward, five
Come on,
steps
Yeti.
Back.
Come on, Color. Yeti.
Yeah, here we go.
That's your Puck the World
Play-by-play play guy, Eddie the Yeti,
I think
who
they
likes
will,
spaghetti.
They'll probably call the mascot Eddie the Yeti, right?
They have to.
Something like that. And they serve Yeti spaghetti, and he could do that as well. And yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.